Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Devotions with Brother Mark. You might know different surroundings this morning. I'm sitting in my son's bedroom as I do this podcast, and so just a little bit different surrounding. Got some things going on, so I'm recording my podcast here. You know, yesterday I saw a cartoon on social media. In the cartoon, Charlie Brown is laying in bed, and the caption on this cartoon said, "No matter how hard life can get, go to bed grateful, you still have one." And you know, I thought that was so great. I mean, you know, life sometimes can get difficult. Sometimes life can get hard. Lots of things going on in our lives. We can get caught up in the troubles and trials of life, and even the immediacy of life, the things that need to be taken up immediately, that sometimes we stop to, or we forget to stop and think about all that we do have. We have so many blessings, and God has been so good to us. I think Charlie Brown is right. We should be grateful with what we have. And sometimes it's even the small things that maybe we don't even realize what a blessing they are. And so, you know, sometimes it is the simplest things which can bring the greatest joy. And so this morning we're going to talk about a text of scripture. It's found in the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 100 and verse number 4. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name." So today I want us to think about gratefulness or thanksgiving. Gill, in his commentary on this passage, says, "In all our public service, the rendering of thanks must abound. It is like the incense of the temple, which filled the house with smoke. Expiatory sacrifices are ended, but those of gratitude will never be out of date. So long as we are the receivers of mercy, we must be givers of thanks." So think about that. He's talking about the expiatory sacrifices. Those expiatory means to make atonement for sin. So, you know, in the Old Testament, they made the sacrifices in order to try to gain atonement, or they had to, you know, once a year make the atoning sacrifice. And so with Christ, that atoning sacrifice has been completed, because he fulfilled the law. So the sacrifices for sin are no longer needed. They no longer need to be made. And so the sacrifice of praise will never be ended. And so we think about that, and we're thankful that we don't have to continue making atonement, but that atonement was made once and for all by Jesus Christ. And really, no matter what else happens in life, if you know Christ and the free pardon of sin, then you know, you have much to be thankful for and to be grateful for. But you know, it says, so long as we are receivers of mercy, we must be givers of thanks. And you know, every day we're receivers of mercy. Every day, you know, mercy means not getting what you deserve. And really, every day we don't get what we deserve. I mean, we get far better than what we deserve. Dave Ramsey always says, when people say, "How are you today, Dave?" And he always says, "Better than I deserve." And you know what? That is so true. If we really ask God to give us today, God, what we deserve, I'm afraid that we might not be too enthused if we got what we deserve. So every day we're receiving mercy, because God is not giving us what we deserve. He's giving us something far better than that. Then we also recognize that when we're receiving mercy, that we understand that praise is never going to end, because God is the source of every good gift. I mean, we recognize it is the mercy of God that is at work in our lives every day. And so we think about all the things that we have to be thankful unto God for. Why would we be thankful? Why would we be grateful? Well, because he gives us all things. Every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father, which is in heaven. Like Charlie Brown, we should be grateful or thankful for even the simplest things in life. You know, I thought about this a little bit. Have you ever been so tired and, man, you just fell in that bed? And man, you're just like, it feels so good just to get to go to bed and relax. You're thankful for that bed. Or maybe it's been cold outside. And I was outside today, this evening, quite a bit. It got down in the 30s, and man, it was chilly. And when you come inside and maybe you slip inside those warm blankets, and you're just so thankful for the warmth that you feel from those blankets. You know, there's so many things that we have, and simple things that sometimes maybe we take for granted that we can be thankful for or grateful for. Like I said earlier, sometimes it's difficult to remember, to recognize all the things for which we have to be thankful because we're faced with the trials of life. So for the rest of this week, I want you to think about all the things for which you can be grateful. Maybe you want to be grateful for mercy. Maybe you want to be grateful that God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Maybe you will celebrate that you have an intercessor taking your case to the Father for you. Maybe you can be grateful for a warm house, a good-paying job, medical insurance, maybe even protection from the elements. Maybe you could be thankful for a warm meal. Now, think about this. Yesterday, I saw a quote from one of the seniors on the University of Kentucky women's basketball players. She's from down around Middlesboro or somewhere. And she said, "I can't believe someone doesn't know what soup beans are." So maybe you want to be grateful for soup beans and cornbread. So many are the things for which we have to be grateful. I just want to encourage you not to despise the day of small things, but remember that the small things are sometimes the greatest blessings in our lives. And so we can be grateful for those small things. So today, Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we come to you in prayer with praise in our hearts. We have many reasons to sing praises to your name. As the song says, we could sing of your love forever. Or as the poem says, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." We can say the same for thanks. We have many reasons to give you thanks. I pray that you will encourage our hearts as we think of things for which to give thanks. Help us to be thankful that you are blessing us each day. You daily load us with benefits. So today I pray that our hearts will be filled with praise. Lord, I also come to you with my good friend and fellow pastor that is suffering now from complications of cancer, and Lord, that fluid in his abdomen, and Lord, his liver failure, and the outlook is bleak. God, I thank you that he has the testimony that he knows for me to live as Christ, but to die as again. But Lord, his wife needs comfort and strength. And so I pray that you will strengthen both of them, Lord, as they go through these trials. And Lord, his desire is to preach one more time behind the pulpit of his church. God, I pray that your blessings will be with him. And I pray that you would give him the strength and the ability to stand behind your pulpit one more time to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we know it is the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that gives him that hope, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So God, I just ask your blessings to be with him. Bless his family, I pray. Thank you for his testimony. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Be thankful. Be grateful this week, because we've got a lot to be grateful for. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.